better rain chances start to come in Monday and Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a front gets closer to the state. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State troopers have identified a man killed in a crash on Interstate 85 Thursday morning. He's 51-year-old David Self. He was killed when a pickup truck hit three cars that were in traffic. That crash happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Wall. Three other drivers have minor injuries. Crime Stoppers has identified a suspect in theft cases in Troy and Prattville. They say Chauncey Benson was located in Montgomery. He's now being held in the Autauga County Jail. And members of the Troy community are preparing to take donations to help in relief efforts from Hurricane Florence. Organizers are asking for food, clothing, and hygiene items. At least 15 people from Troy will travel with a missionary group to North Carolina to help people in need. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mass shooting at an office park in Aberdeen, Maryland.
Police have now arrested a 23-year-old man in Washington, D.C. for the murder of a jogger Tuesday night. Wendy Martinez was stabbed to death.
Michael Cohen has talked for hours with the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
The president has released on Twitter the names of the first Korean War veterans identified from 55 boxes of remains turned over by North Korea.
Ticketmaster is accused of collecting double fees on some tickets you buy.
The Dow Jones and S&P 500 each surged into record territory.
Wells Fargo is planning to slash up to 10% of its workforce.
New York's attorney general is now suing a group of student loan debt relief companies who are accused of scamming students.
Authorities are calling off the search for two fishermen missing off Prince Edward Island.
Three major global petroleum companies now say they will join other international oil and gas companies in an initiative aimed at curbing carbon emissions.
Facebook is getting into the dating business.
California becomes the first state to prohibit full-service restaurants from automatically handing out plastic straws.
The Canadian government will eliminate unnecessary single-use plastics throughout all government operations.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time on Easy Week. The final hour of the Dan Morris Show?
Indeed.
Man, it's flown by.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those calls we got. People are great.
People are worked up over this Kavanaugh issue.
You just wait. They really get worked up. Okay, first time caller since you're Joey, the producer. No, we'll get your name in for the show. In for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Denise, this is your last shot to get in on it. I've got that card for you. Also, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market, which we'll be doing the drawing probably in about 40 minutes, something like that, to give it plenty of time for you to call in. So everybody that's name is in the hat needs to be listening at the last end of the back end of the show. Because I want to get it to you this weekend where they're having the sale on everything. Let's see here. Let's go to... Oh, by the way, they've got 10% off everything Saturday and Sunday at Sweet Creek. They have pumpkins, they have fall decorations, but everything is discounted because the Englands want to celebrate fall coming in, because fall is a wonderful time at Sweet Creek Farm Market. But if you like those Halloween decorations, fall decorations, you need to go down. They've got the corn stalks and the pumpkins. They have the largest selection of pumpkins out there. Reed was telling me about it. They said it's just great, and the prices are really good. So 10% off everything for Saturday and Sunday. So is that Annette, as in Annette Futicello? Hello, Annette.
Hey, how wonderful. I'm blessed to be catch you right away.
There you go. How are you today?
Yeah, wow, I'm so lucky. Anyway, you know, I'm like you on the Kavanaugh thing. You know, sexual assault is a terrible thing. We all know that. But to wait 36 years, and you know, all these women that are getting on the bandwagon, I believe you, I'm with you. One day, we all have men in our lives, whether they're fathers, sons, husbands, and good men. And one day, if one of them, one of these women, ever happens to them and their family, where someone says, I remember 20 years ago, you know, you put your hand, your husband's put your hand, his hand down my shirt or something like that. And it could be a lie, because it could be something just angry at you. And, you know, what goes around comes around. I can remember in my 20s, I worked at a factory, and they was a lot of women there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, trust me, we are not all little innocent angels. Oh, my God, I was like 20 years old. I learned so many words. I could have been a sailor. And the way they used to talk and act, and I'm not degrading them. I'm trying to say that it happens on both sides. She had 36 years. If this happened to her, I feel so bad that it did. But now, to me, she's getting arrogant. She wants everything to be done her way. She wants the date set to be. She wants to set the date, set the rules. No, that does not like... This doesn't sound like somebody who really wants to be heard. Just heard, plain and simple. But like I said, there's so many, 99% of the men are the greatest thing. You know, we love you, men.
Well, I wouldn't give... Joey, what do you think? 99%?
I think that's being generous, but I'll take it.
I think
the other 1% is a lot of them. But, you know, and that's the way society used to be. It's terrible to say. It's no excuse. But it used to be that, oh, boys will be boys, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible, but we know why. It's political, okay? Democrats already said, I don't care who you put up there, I'm voting no, and that's it.
Yeah, but they were saying they were going to vote no before they even met the guy.
Yeah, Trump had 4 to choose from that he liked, and Kavanaugh was one. It didn't matter who it was. Woo, Katie barred the door, because that other person, they would have jumped on him and tried to find something just as much. But I love your show, love you guys, and thank you for letting us be a little part of your show.
Thanks, Annette. I appreciate you.
You're more than welcome. Yeah. I love listening to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Joey.
Bye.
We appreciate you listening to us. Let's take Miss Pine Level.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, Miss Pine Level. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting here watching it rain at my house.
Where's your house? In Pine Level, I guess.
No, it's on the south, about 2 miles on from the South Boulevard on L Lane Road.
Oh, really? You're not that far from me.
Yeah. I just got a question you may not know, but the last couple of days they've said something about how they have restricted giving out individual plastic straws in restaurants.
Only in California.
Only in California. Well, okay, even then, what is the reasoning?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Because of pollution.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't think that you need to have a plastic straw, so they're going to take it away from you.
But I also heard, if I heard right, they're not going to do it like in the Burger King's if you go through drive-thru or whatever. I may be wrong about that.
No, you could be right. It would make sense to be able to drive and be able to do it. That would probably be safer. It would be equivalent of having a straw seatbelt.
But it's because of pollution.
Yep.
Don't this country have more things to worry about than plastic?
Well, it's not a country, it's a state.
A state, yeah.
And it's a state that lawmakers want to protect you from yourself.
I guess so. Well, I'm fixing to go get me a straw in a minute to drink my Coke out of a can because I can't drink out of a can. All right, thank you,
Dan. Thanks, Ms. Pine-Level. Wow, we have Denise, the winner. Hey, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. Congratulations, my dear.
Oh, thank you. I just heard my name on the radio, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I better call.
We've been shouting you out since yesterday, so I'm glad that you called in. So I need to get this card to you. What's your schedule like?
I'm pretty open right now, actually.
Well, if you want to meet there right after the show, I can hand you your card.
Okay, and where is this we're meeting?
It's in Louisiana at the That's not gonna work, huh?
I don't have a plane bill.
It's on Perry Hill Road at the very end of Perry Hill Road where almost to the end where Vaughn comes in. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Which way would you be coming from?
Come from Wetumpka.
Okay, you're coming from Wetumpka. Get on the 231 to the interstate. Get off at the Perry Hill exit. Turn left, and you'll see it on your left-hand side in the shopping center.
Okay, and it's Fresh Market?
Fresh Market. I will be there at 3:05. I'm wearing a red and blue plaid shirt with shorts. I'll be driving a white car.
Okay, I'll be in a gray Camry.
I will see you there a little after 3.
All right, I'll be there.
Thanks. Have a great one.
All right. Bye.
Jeff?
Well, how you doing?
I'm great, Jeff. And you?
I'm not to be confused, but first of all, I am not a first-time caller, just so you know.
You're not a first-time caller. That's good.
No, I wish I was. But mainly...
But you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market, Joe, if you want to.
Oh, great. Great.
Give me your month and day of birth.
313.
313. Got it.
All right. But anyway, with Kavanaugh, has she not been vetted before she comes up before Congress? I mean, what are the questions that their people ask them versus we have a lie detector test done from the other side? You know, they could be leading questions they were asking her to get a favorable answer.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what the questions were in the on the lie detector test. It'd also be interesting to see who administered it, and those type of things. And so, you know, the problem is there's so much we don't know about this stuff, other than she's making an accusation.
Hopefully, she can just go to jail when it's all over. That's where she's going to go for fraud.
Well, goodness. Making an accusation like that is one thing. I'm not sure she could go to jail, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, man, I appreciate your show.
I appreciate you calling.
Take care, man. God bless.
God bless you. Let's see here. Let's fit Rodney in here. Hey, Rodney, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Heading into the big weekend, football weekend. Looking good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Quite frankly, I don't care what this woman says. She's basically no more than somebody chit-chatting down at the Dollar Tree until she comes up with some substantial evidence, shows up and testifies. I don't want to hear it. Go away. Shut up. Move on to the next. What is this? Is Rosenstein or this leak? I'm assuming it's coming out. Some kind of information is coming out saying that he was planning on wearing a wire and reporting Trump.
Yeah, that's what there's somebody within DOJ and FBI who said that Rosenstein had talked about wearing a wire while meeting with Trump, and that he was talked about the 25th Amendment being invoked. But now Rosenstein has said it didn't happen.
Didn't happen. And the document's been ordered to the Department of Justice, get all that together and release it, correct?
Right, let me tell you, Rosenstein disputed the account and said this, in quotes, "The New York Times story is inaccurate and factually incorrect," he said in a statement. "I will not further comment on a story based on anonymous sources who are obviously biased about the department and are advancing their own personal agenda," which sounds like somebody who's trying to knock him off the dime because of the document release.
Oh, yeah, probably Comey or one of them.
it could be a bunch of people.
Yeah, it could be a bunch of people. But anyway, so everything's lined up here, and we're waiting for these documents to come out.
Well, now, the IG, what Trump has said, that the IG needs to look over them and make sure that they can be out. And so which goes back to what I said, I think, on Tuesday, that I believe the reason all that was redacted is because the Inspector General was doing the report, and he didn't want it to be shown so obvious that there were, if you know something about the case, that it was politically motivated.
Right. Yeah, because there could be some stuff still being investigated and things of that nature, correct?
Well, what it's going to do is it's going to show that that they didn't really have everything together to do the document, as they kind of presented it falsely.
Right. We'll see. I'm sure it's going to get more and more heated as we get closer to the midterms.
Yeah, let me give you some breaking news here. Washington Post just moved a story 1 minute ago that the McKay memos are the ones that say that Rosenstein considered secretly recording Trump. McCabe's memos said that.
Hmm.
We haven't seen them, but that's what they're reporting.
Right. Well, you know, after the midterms, I mean, I know everybody got their own predictions and everything, but once my president gets his House and Senate how he likes it and the midterms behind us, I wouldn't be the one to be wanting to get on the bad side of the commander-in-chief here. And a lot of them is going to be on the commander-in-chief's bad side. And me as an American citizen, I'm not going to have too much of a sore heart for any of these people when Trump's ripping them up and tearing them to pieces. And so, you know, the old saying, you rattle that cage and awake that big dog, and then he comes on out. And I think they're going to rattle, and they're going to rattle, and they're going to keep on rattling to the midterm. And if it don't turn out the way they're hoping for, they better keep their fingers crossed, because if not, it's going to be like the night of the election. And after the midterms, the big dog is coming out.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah, and we'll see. And I don't know what else to think about all that with Jeff Sessions and stuff. I still got hope that they got something going on, and they're just trying to throw everybody off with that one.
We'll see in the fullness of time. Thanks for the telephone call. Drive safely, Rodney. Koopa, coming back to you, my friend. News 793.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Dan Morris Show.
Oh, yeah. 35 minutes from now, I'm going to be out of here. 272-9228, that's where I am. If you want to get in, Fresh Market, Sweet Creek Farm Market, basket drawing. You better call in. Don't wait till the last minute, because I'm going to close this out in about 15 minutes. Maybe 20. Now, Sweet Creek Farm Market's got everything on sale, 10% off. They've got pumpkins. They've got fall decorations you can buy. Everything for Saturday and Sunday, 10% off. Also, Boston Butch, you can call them at, I'm going to have to look up that number, 280-FARM. You can call and you can order your Boston Butch. You need to input the game tomorrow. They'll have it all ready for you. Just drive down there and pick it up for the 2:30 or 6:30 game. Then they also have Slab of Ribs, St. Louis style, for $15. And they're rated the best barbecue place in the River Region area. And their Cuban sandwiches are incredible. And yes, it's 10% off too. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan. I was wondering, the main thing I'm worried about with the Kavanaugh and all is him missing out in some important cases. In the October, do you know of any really important cases that might come up that he would, if he missed a week or so, he might miss out on?
I do not, but I think that if they thought nomination was going through, they would delay that. But here's the problem.
Yes,
is if he is not done in the next couple of weeks,
yes,
then I think what Chuck Schumer is going to do is he's going to stand up there and say, we need to just hold off on this until after the midterm elections.
Yes.
And he's going to make it, and yet everything about Kavanaugh, every aspect of it is political. So just be thinking that, and that way you know what the next move is.
Yes. I wanted to mention, too, that I paid for a lot of polygraphs and for different clerks and different things, and I found them mainly to be the main value of them is as a deterrent to people stealing and stuff like that. But actually, I found cases where people actually did a crime and did steal products, and I found out later positively that they did, and they passed the polygraph that said no deception noted and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's why polygraphs are not submissible in court, and you can also believe something is true and
yes,
and get it to show that it's truthful on a polygraph.
Yes, sir. Back about 30 years ago, so they generally, if you had a 10 or more that you were buying, you'd get them about 150 and 200 for if you just had one. But you if you had a real intensive one, you'd pay up to $500 on it. But
wow.
I don't know how they run now. But
wow,
that was back about 30 years ago.
And 30 years ago was $500?
That was for intense one that if they needed a follow-up, you could follow up on it.
I'm just saying, if it was 30 years ago, it was $500. I can't imagine
yes,
what it would be now.
Yes, sir. That was Birmingham prices on that. And Montgomery on the earlier prices. And I don't know what they currently are, but if you use them as make it where people do not want to commit the crime, and a lot of times a person will quit work right before the polygraph. That I found that very, very valuable in that aspect, that they would see the polygraph was coming, and all of a sudden they wouldn't be there that day.
Yep.
So, well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Well, that was easy. Let's see. Jonathan Turley. We're going to come back to the Trey Gowdy because we were changing subjects here. Jonathan Turley is going to be talking about the demands about Ford.
Christine Blasey Ford laying out the terms of her potential testimony before the Senate. We've been talking about it all morning.
Ford's attorney saying that she's willing to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee as long as no lawyers are questioning her. Kavanaugh can't be in the room, and he has to be questioned first.
Jonathan, what do you make of that last one? Kavanaugh should be questioned first. Isn't that exactly backwards?
It is. I mean, this notion of, you know, you swing, then we pitch is a rather ridiculous way of doing this. You know, she's accusing him of wrongdoing. We want to see what those allegations amount to under oath in testimony, and then he has to answer for it. I think the Democrats are overplaying their hand here. I mean, they have some legitimate objections. They don't want her to have to testify at the same table with Kavanaugh. I get that. I think everyone does. But there becomes a point when reasonable objections become efforts to manipulate. And this is one of them. There is no good faith reason for that order.
There's no good faith reason for that order. Let me do this. Let me go to the break. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Yeah.
they're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Joy Piazza. Lawyers for the woman accusing Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault sparring with Republicans about what she needs to testify.
Republicans are huddling on the Hill, and Fox News has learned they consider Christine Blasey Ford's request that Judge Kavanaugh testify first a non-starter, as well as request to subpoena other potential witnesses.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump tweeting earlier today praising Kavanaugh's character. Floodwaters from Florence have now caused a dam to breach near Wilmington. Duke Energy in North Carolina saying the Cape Fear River is pouring over the dam, also home to a power plant.
Don't know at this point is if any coal ash has filtered into the Cape Fear River. We plan to conduct flyovers.
North Carolina Environmental Quality Secretary Michael Regan. Officials say the flooding from Florence will stick around into next week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the last official day of summer, nothing changes. Partly sunny with a high today around 93. Scattered, spotty, random afternoon showers and thunderstorms here and there. Good luck. Many towns will stay dry. Low temperature 73. Tomorrow is the first day of fall officially, with fall arriving at 8:54 tomorrow night. Forecast for tomorrow and Sunday, widely scattered afternoon storms, but most towns will stay dry. High temperature both days, lower 90s. Better rain chances start to come in Monday and Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a front gets closer to the state. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm very well, thank you. Hey, I don't know if you have talked about this regarding Dr. Ford. And the events that have been happening, you know, I'm not necessarily sure that all of those demands are Dr. Ford's, but Senator Feinstein. What are your thoughts?
No, I think that she's being orchestrated by the Democrats, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to do it where they keep pushing the Republicans, stretching it out. And then they go, well, you won't help her out, and you're mean, so she's not going to come.
Absolutely. And then you mentioned about the electorate the Republic not, you know, being all that very smart. And you can see that with the headlines and how the Democrats have been, you know, oh, we want a criminal investigation and this, that, and the other, and the FBI needs to do a criminal. And, you know, and most people don't know that the FBI is not going to do a criminal investigation. They'll do a background check. They'll do a cursory check, credit, where you live, your neighbors. And it's going to be a he said, she said, you know, depending on what he says and she says. And the neighbors say, and then, you know, probably like the Thomas case, it'll end up, that'll be the conclusion. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, Deborah, I appreciate your opinion, and I appreciate you calling today.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Shall we? Or shall we go to another Turley drop? Let's go to Turley, continuing on here. Jonathan is going to be talking about female attorneys questioning Ford. She has said she does not want that. What she wants is the white men to do it.
Democrats may be overplaying their hand, as you say, Jonathan, but is it possible Democrats also playing politics, looking at the midterms and saying the Republicans are going to blink because they don't want to make it look like they're pushing too hard against a woman when you've got 11 Republican males on that Judiciary Committee, and that may backfire?
Well, I think that's why there's this idea that they're going to bring in a female lawyer who will question her. These Republican senators do not want the optics of having an all-male bench of GOP senators questioning this alleged victim. So that's going to present a serious problem for her because that type of attorney would be able to press a bit harder. The optics are not going to be as jarring for her to ask tough questions.
But she didn't want to do that. And again, that shows you why this is political. They want to make the Republicans look bad. And they know that Republicans are going to have to be somewhat aggressive in the way they ask questions. And she may have the type of personality that she's willing, she can do a little play acting, let's say. Let me do this. Let me go to the phones and go to Robert. Roberto, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I heard today on TV that the evangelicals said that the Republicans didn't get up and stand up like they're supposed to and put Kavanaugh through, that they wasn't going to go out and vote for him.
Well, that could happen. And like I said, that part of the blowback clearly can be that the Republicans could have a negative because the Republicans are too, voters could have, be negative because the Republicans are too squishy.
Well, if they don't stand up, I'm not going to vote for them either. I've been voting for Republicans for 35 years. And if they don't stand up and do something, I'm not going to vote for them either.
Thanks for the telephone call, Robert.
Yep.
I'm having somebody from involved in state and also local crimes and investigations. Dan, the bottom line is this. The allegations made by Dr. Ford do not fall under the jurisdiction of the FBI. End of story. It's an ALEA level person who works with local law enforcement. Thanks for that, my friend. Thanks. Let me go to Steve-O. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm really good.
Oh, great. Well, I got just two quick comments. One, if it comes out that this entire thing with Kavanaugh is baseless, if I were him, I'd bring a suit against her and Feinstein both for defamation of character. Now, my second comment is on the economy. You know, all these people keep screaming and hollering, well, the economy only affects the rich. You know, the people with all the money, they're the ones that are making money off this new economy under the Trump administration. Well, just so you know, I'm a working class guy. You know, I guess you might say I'm blue collar because of what I do. But a few years ago, I started an investment account with a 401k that I closed out. And that was about 18 months before Obama left office.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of these accounts that as the stock market goes up, it gains. If the stock market goes down, it will not drop below the value of the original investment. Under Obama, I never made a penny. In the short time that Trump has been in office, it has increased by over $14,000.
And that would be an important number if we knew what the original amount would be.
Yeah. Well, the original amount
was... Just give me a percentage.
That's about just over 10% of the original amount.
10% of the original amount. Okay, so it was roughly $130,000, and it went up about $14,000.
Right.
Okay, so 10%.
You know, so I look at it from, you know, for somebody that doesn't make a lot of money each
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
that's a pretty substantial amount hit on the economy.
Yeah, no, that
and
is.
And I don't care what these people say about it being only for the rich. No. It's not just affecting the rich.
Everyone. As a financial advisor, you are spot on with that. And let me tell you something else that is not being felt. And as a financial advisor and what I do, it's exactly what you're talking about. If you've got money in an IRA, 401k, 503b, and you're under the age of 69, you're not going to touch that money. And you normally are not going to touch the money. If you're under 59, you're definitely not going to touch it. But there is so much money that has increased in wealth in retirement accounts that people are not touching yet. They're going to touch it out in the future. And that is huge.
Yeah, well, you know, like I was saying, like I told the wife when we got the last statement on that account, I was just thrilled beyond words.
Yeah, of course you were.
So,
that's a good return.
You know, I don't care what anybody says. You know, the man has done wonders for the economy. And Obama can make all the speeches he wants and try and say, well, you know, this all started under my administration. No, no, no. That's all I wanted to say, Dan. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks. Let me go to T-Spear real quickly.
Very quickly, just to let everyone know, I vaguely remember something about the law, and that means that if you are accusing someone of doing something illegally and you're sitting in a courthouse, the person who has been accused has a right to face their accuser.
Oh, absolutely.
They have a right to defend themselves and to present a logical defense. And by this woman taking that right away from him, if nothing else says that what she is saying and doing is wrong, that alone should indicate to these people who are saying, well, you know, I really don't know. I want to believe him, but here it is. She's an innocent woman, and she was an innocent girl. As a 15-year-old girl, she was intentionally getting drunk. I want to know who provided the alcohol to these people, to these children. I want to know whether or not they were held accountable. Because nobody has talked about the amount of alcohol that they consumed. Surely there was a parent who sat back and saw their kids doing this. This wasn't just a little bit of alcohol, evidently. She said, from what we understand, she claimed to have been inebriated.
No. Her attorney said that she had one beer and that Brett Kavanaugh was walking around drunk.
Inebriated.
Right.
Well, here it is. I don't believe her. And those women who sit out there and say, well, I believe her just because she said, I can say anything about any man in this world that he did something to me. And according to them, they're going to believe it just because I said it was so.
Yeah. But if you're a Democrat and somebody says it about a Democrat, they don't say squat.
Oh, that's fact. They're not going to say anything. So the gentleman who, or the people who say, well, if they don't do this, then I'm not going to vote. Well, here it is. If you do not vote, you do not have a voice. If you do not vote, then you are subjecting this country to tyranny. Can't do that. That's not right. Rethink your decisions on not voting. Rethink your decisions on why you're voting for someone. And let's put some people into office that will care about this country instead of caring about themselves.
T-Spear, you have a wonderful day. Thanks for the telephone call.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. To heck with the day. My day's about over. Let's do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket on a big sales weekend.
And the winner is Miss Pine Level.
Miss Pine Level, you need to call me back at 272-9228. Hold on a second. Let's celebrate. Let's, somebody just dropped off there. Let's continue on with Jonathan Turley, talking about being heard is important, but it doesn't mean you necessarily get believed.
And one of the things I was reading in the Washington Post today, there's a guy down there who looked at what she has said so far, and he's tried to put together, and this whole suggestion has kind of roiled the whole confirmation hearing at this point. He's trying to figure out what house it might have been, and he's suggesting it could be a case of mistaken identity because there's another guy who lived there who looked just like him. It sounds like that could be a pillar of the defense. Maybe she has mistaken me for somebody else, but she says through her lawyers there's zero chance of that.
Well, it could be. You know, I've done polygraph cases in the past, and people can have false memories. They can associate with a particular name. The actual assault could well have occurred, but she associates a name with the attacker, and that type of person actually can pass a polygraph. There's a lot of details that have to be laid out here. There's no way to do this in a way that is not going to make everyone feel uncomfortable. There are two people here who are going to have to be questioned.
Right.
And I think when people say, well, it has to be respectful, they certainly must be respectful. But that doesn't mean you don't ask those questions. These are very serious allegations, mm-hmm. and both parties have a right to be heard, not necessarily to be believed.
Right. Jonathan, how will this all unfold? What are your predictions?
Well, right now, I think that Kavanaugh probably has a slightly better chance of getting through this, but it really depends on how this testimony unfolds. Both these individuals are going to be under the brightest of lights.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to tell until we see how they perform. The fact that these senators are looking beyond over the shoulder of Kavanaugh at an approaching election is a significant factor. He does not have the margin to lose. Mm-hmm. Even one senator. That means that this is a very tough thing for him to be able to get through. But having said that, I think the Republicans right now on the Hill believe that they can get him through.
I hope they can. News Talk 93.1 going to a break. Coming back, James, you're first up to bat right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Aha, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute dogs? Those.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's bring in the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, the one and only Miss Vine Level.
Oh, my gosh, Dan, I don't believe I've done this again. I am so happy.
I am so happy for you, my dear. I am so happy for you.
I am happy for me, too. I just got to find a way down there this weekend.
Okay, I have sent Reed your information, so he's ready. He's acknowledged it. So you just need to go down there and find Karen or Reed Ingram.
All right. Thank you, Dan. I'm so happy.
Thank you, Miss Pine Love. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Must have been a while back. James, let's pull Jamie boy in there. Hey, James.
How's it going, Dan?
Doing good, James. And you?
All right. All right. Just one of the callers, a couple of callers ahead. You know, he said he wasn't going to vote. But to me, that's just like playing right into all this scam that's going on. You know, just playing right into their hand.
I agree with you. The reason I said what I said is that is the nature of people, that they will get mad at Republicans because they're not being too wimpy and they won't show up to vote.
They do need to stand up. I agree. But, you know, I think they're going to, everyone can see what a scam this is. To me, I said, I mean, He wants to, you know, have him testify first. That's not according to law. You get to face your accuser, and you know that just shows what they're doing.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between court of law and being in a hearing. But as far as hearing protocol, the accuser always goes first.
Yeah.
James, thanks for the telephone call. Let me do this. Let me play Trey Gowdy talking about the documents here before I go to Duke.
Constitution of the United States, not to Mr. Trump, to uphold their responsibilities.
So he's essentially saying to intelligence officials, don't do it.
I've read every document that is under consideration. Brett, I don't think the release of this information is going to change anyone's mind. It's certainly not going to change John Brennan's mind, because remember, he wanted Donald Trump put on the dustbin of history. He's accused him of treasonous conduct. John Brennan is as responsible for the American public being divided on this issue as anyone I can possibly think of. So I honestly, no disrespect intended to him, could really give a damn less what John Brennan thinks the president or the intelligence agency should do. He's part of the reason that we are in this historic conundrum. I've read it. Other than one document related to George Papadopoulos, I don't think people are going to be that interested in it. And I don't think any minds are going to be changed. I think the bias of Peter Strzok has resulted in us having a hung jury, frankly, no matter what comes out.
Notice he said, I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind. That's interesting. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Did I hear that they're going to outlaw straws?
In California.
Can you hear me?
I can. I said in California.
Oh, because if they do, I can't drink my beer. I love you, Chef. See you.
Thanks, Duke. I appreciate you. Let's continue on with Trey Gowdy here.
Topic of the declassification. Here's the former CIA director on this order by the president to declassify these documents and texts.
I think they should continue to push. If Mr. Trump and the White House does not relent, well, then I think they have some decisions to make, whether or not they're going to just not follow that direction and be fired or to resign. They have an obligation since they took an oath of office to the Constitution.
And for all the talk about concern on sources and methods, you're one of the only people who's read through the unredacted papers. What about that?
I would tell Chris and Dan Coats and everyone else, by the way, all of whom were Trump appointees, that if you are concerned about sources and methods, if you're concerned about relationships with friendly foreign governments, then you need to go sit down with the president and say, look, there's a way we can get this information out, but safeguard sources and methods. I would think the president would be open to that. In fact, I know he would. So if Chris is concerned, if Dan Coats is concerned, they have unfettered access to the president, and they can go make the case. I've read it. Some of it's embarrassing for the Department of Justice. Some of it's embarrassing for the FBI. Embarrassment is not a reason to classify something. So a lot of it should be embarrassing to John Brennan. And maybe therein lies why he is so adamant that this information not be released. I've read it. I don't think it's going to change anyone's mind. But I've seen nothing in it that is going to jeopardize the national security interests of this country.
Well, you know what? I'm ready to see the IG's report and or these documents released. I think it is going to change. I think Trey Gowdy may be kind of playing it out there. Guys, I want to remind you several things. Week Creek Farm Market, 10% off everything. Saturday and Sunday, celebrating fall coming in. They've got pumpkins. They've got the fall decoratives, the fall foliage and things like that for you to buy. If you like decorating, that is the place to go. The other thing is they have the Boston Butts, normally $35, $29, and a slab of St. Louis-style ribs, slow and low-cooked, for $15. I can tell you on a personal basis, they are delicious, and the Boston Butt is spectacular. They're rated the best barbecue in the area, best desserts, best everything. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Really good.
Don't forget about Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky. Not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. And I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joy Piazza. Christine Blasey Ford's lawyers are negotiating with Senate Judiciary Republicans about what Ford needs in order to test